Blog Talk Radio.
Pleasure to be on the radio with you guys. I am open to all questions, comments, and or concerns.
All right. Miami, how was your day today?
Yo, I am fucking, I'm tired as a bitch, yo, nah, but my day was good. Me and my wife took our children out to eat. We took them to Atlanta. Spence had a family day, you know, live with the kids. Then me and my wife I had to go to work from 5 to 11. So we got off at 11 o'clock, got home, showered. She's gone back to work, won't be off until 8 o'clock in the damn morning.
Yeah.
While I get the luxury to lay my ass in this motherfucking bed.
I know that, baby.
She will be on tonight also, though. You know, she will be popping up. I don't know when she's going to pop up. I don't even know what questions. I don't even know when it's her, y'all. So don't pay me no attention. But I don't even know when it's going to be her. So I ain't going to front. You know, she got the number. It's going to be a lot. I heard a lot of people inbox me. You know, a lot of people have contacted me over the phone wondering when and what time I was going to be on, what was their time limit. I couldn't answer some of the questions, but tonight I will be answering some of the questions that they inboxed me.
Okay. So, because we already know, the ladies won't talk to you, so I'm going to make it quick. I know you're tired, so let's get to the point. I think the name Miami, I like the name Miami, and I think all of your fans want to know, as well as me and Patty, want to know exactly how did you get the name Miami?
You know, I wasn't born in Miami, but I've been raised in Miami, and I ran with a lot of people, you know, and I developed that name, Baby Boss. It switched from Baby Boss to Miami. And they put the Mister on there when I became an exotic entertainer 6 years ago.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay. So what made you want to become an exotic entertainer?
You know, as a child, I was always very active. I started humping on girls at an early age, so I thought I could dance, to be perfectly honest. And everybody was always geeking my head up, you know. I was really, back then, I was making a fool of myself, now that I look at it, you know. But I was always just a dancing person, you know. I love to grind. That's why I became the exotic. That's why the exotic got put in there, you know. I'm a touchy, feely person. Not to everybody. But, you know, I enjoy dancing as a child. I enjoy watching people dance. From YouTube, the videos, to people in person, American Got Talent, everything. I love it. I love dancing.
Okay. All right. That's a good answer right there.
Mhm.
All right. So, how would you describe your style of dance to a public audience that has never seen you perform before?
Say that again.
Okay. How would you describe your style of dance? You know, everybody got their own style of dance. How would you describe that to some of the callers that has never seen you, or anybody has never seen you?
I describe my dance as my dance style as a slow grinder. You know, I don't know, I'm more of the older crowd type of dancer, so, you know, they don't like to be flipped upside down when they drinking liquor in a club, you know. So I'm more of like, you know, I just want to always look into people's eyes, high or drunk or not. I like to, you know, I like to get to a woman's head, you know, through eye contact. So like I said, I'm more of like the love making. I want you to feel me, so when you go home, whoever you with can feel you too at the end of the night, because I ain't going to be able to feel you. So that, you know, I like the grind. I like the adult type of, you know, just seductual, you know, type of swag, you know?
Yeah. Okay.
Definitely.
Okay. You know, I think I want to ask a question, a good question. You know, you say you start out, you know, liking the women when you was little, humping on women, and you kind of probably wanted to be a dancer for a while. So out of all the dancers that are out there right now, who influenced you the most?
Pretty P did.
I knew it.
Pretty P did. You know, that was my nigga, you know, through whatever bullshit, you know, that was my nigga. And, you know, I always, you know, and I don't think that I really kind of like got into the seductual part from her, you know, but, you know, Pretty P, you know, inspired me a lot, you know, to follow my heart, you know. I started dancing, I stopped dancing, then I became a private dancer where I was just doing number private shows. And, you know, it took off to another level, you know. I ended up staying in the corner for a minute, you know, and she was just like, yo, get back out there, you know. So she was the person, you know, that influenced me to continue to push on with my dancing.
Okay. So you have any questions for Miami?
Yeah, I got one. Where do you see yourself in 5 years? You see yourself still entertaining or doing something?
No,
I
do not. Sorry to break the news to everybody. I will not be a dancer all my life. I'm still young. You know, dancing was more of like something that I enjoyed doing. It wasn't more of me wanting to make it a career. You know, it's more just me entertaining my fans, me entertaining myself, to be perfectly honest. You know, I feel myself when I dance. You know, I love to watch myself. So I see myself in 5, 10 years, you know. Everybody know I'm already engaged, you know, but happily married, you know, picking up my associate/bachelor's in college, studying criminal justice, wanting to be either a youth speaker or a probation officer, a youth probation officer, somebody to work with the youth to try to give them a more positive outlook on life and their future also, because I've been there, done that.
Okay, I like that answer, and I like what you're going to school for, because that's what I went to school for, too. That's a beautiful field to go in. Yeah.
That's what's up.
Yeah, I'm mesmerizing here a little bit. Love your energy,
you got quiet.
Who is that talking right now, Casey?
Yeah, it's Casey.
Casey, what's up with your phone? It sounds like you're so far away.
It's this mic I'm on, man.
It's the mic. I'm like, what the hell?
Can y'all hear me better now?
Yeah, now I can hear you better.
Right. I think it's so far back. I'm going to just put some tape on it, some duct tape, and make it come forward a little bit.
Yeah, because it just sounds like you're so far away from the phone. It's like I'm kind of slightly struggling to hear you. I just want to be able to hear you correctly, everything that's going on.
Don't be weird. Hold on, let me see. Is this a little better right here?
Yeah.
All right. Had to put it up for me. Teddy, you still asking questions or are you finished?
I'm good. I'm going to let the fans come in because, you know, they calling. They want to talk.
I know.
Damn it. Stop the fans. Come on in the room and talk.
They definitely want to talk to you, man. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give them the okay to talk to you. Now that you have any questions for us before we go into it.
Let's get it.
All right, let's go. Area code 919-806, talk to Miami.
Hey. Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hey, what's going on?
Wait. I'm sorry, Miami, but Teddy, I missed you, boo. Where you been?
It was my birthday yesterday, so I had the night off.
Oh, happy birthday. I was going to wait till you came back on, so happy birthday, sweetheart.
Thank you.
Okay, I got it out. Let me bring my cheeks back down, because I'm all blushing and whatnot. Okay, how's everybody tonight?
Great.
I'm good. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and tell y'all up front. I'm kind of wild right now. I'm all happy. Don't ask me why. I think because I took my nap. But, yeah, so my aunt. I already know you're engaged. You're not just crush my heart, but okay. I got a question. I don't know if Casey asked this because I really couldn't hear her. But if you had a chance to work with exotic stripper, entertainer, whatever, who would it be?
I've already worked with Pretty P. And, you know, I enjoyed it, the part that I did get to take part in. other than that, do it have to be film or stud?
It doesn't matter.
Oh, what? I will work with Patrice. She's also a femme entertainer. Miss Beauty 504, always much love for her. But I really never got a chance, you know, to mingle with a lot of the stud entertainers besides Pretty P herself, you know. I've had the chance to, you know, meet and greet King Kales, you know, but I think that's what probably be my answer with that.
Okay. You can kind of go a little bit. Hope your wife doesn't get mad at me, but what's your
favorite? Oh, no, she's very open. She's open herself. She know this is the business that I'm in.
Okay, so what's your favorite position, like sexual position?
Oh, wow.
I'm sorry.
Oh, yo. Baby, don't get mad. I love you, girl. It will probably have to be, I'm a pussy person, so I like my girl to ride my face, to be honest. Like, that's my favorite position. Like, I like my girl to take control. So that's what that would be.
Hey.
Yeah, so I would have to say my favorite sex position is her on top.
You have officially became a winner. Goddamn. Okay. Yeah, okay, so going back to one of the old shows. Okay, so how do you feel about, okay, so there's been a lot of talk about the whole HIV testing being at home. So what's your opinion on that? Like, do you think they should do it or no?
What's the question again, sweetheart?
I'm sorry. Okay. So there's been a lot of talk on the whole being able to get an HIV test and bring it home and give your, like, test your own self. So how do you feel about that? Like, what's your opinion on that? Do you think they should do it or no?
Honestly, mm-hmm. Anybody can do anything from home, including a drug test. I want to see something that's saying blood work has been done. I would have to say, well, me and my partner, like I said, we're pretty open, Miss India. You know, and I don't have a problem with her bringing a test home because we've already been tested, you know. So, like I said, anybody can bring a test home, you know, and do it themselves or whatever the case may be, but I want to see something that's from a doctor that's certified, that got licensed, that, you know, that can show me blood, that's going to take blood and show me some blood work, you know, because all diseases and stuff don't show up in urine. Pregnancies half of the time don't even show up in urine, you know. So, like I said, I would have to, you know, it's not a problem with it. I don't have a problem with it. But if I was to have my mate do it, then we would go into the clinic with blood being drawn.
Okay. How old are you?
23 years of age.
Okay.
I'm a baby. I'm young, but I'm young, but I'm old.
Okay. I'm sorry, my mind is like all over the place.
You good?
Okay. So, what? Okay, now you already answered that question. Yeah, I'm about to get off. I make a fool of myself. But it was so wonderful speaking to you. I know you got to be something big because you're on season and whatnot. So. Yeah. I haven't got a chance to see your work, so trust and believe I am going to be looking you up as I get off of this.
Definitely do that. And if you got any more questions, like I said, don't be afraid nor shy. You know.
Oh no, never that.
You know, my relationship has nothing to do with this. you know, at the end of the day, I'm only sleeping next to her. So questions are never offensive.
Okay. Miss Coco.
Huh?
Is this Coco?
Yes.
Hey, Coco, what's up, baby? Wait, who's this?
Y'all will see, you don't know who you're talking to.
Coco.
That's the bad part.
Wait. Y'all can't do that to me. My mind is...
Lord, I hope it ain't somebody important that's really special to me. But whoever this said that, hey.
What's up? Who was this?
Hey,
old caller. Who?
Hello.
Yeah.
Who?
Hello.
Yeah, who was it? That was you, Miami?
No, I'm waiting for whoever else on the line.
Yeah, I was trying to figure out who that was.
Who was that?
Me too. I got quiet for a minute.
Casey?
I'm confused. Okay, so, Casey, do we have a topic tonight after we speak to Miami?
Yes, I do.
What's the topic so I can get my mind together?
I can't tell you that right now. You just got to wait.
Oh, he always do that to me. Okay.
Yeah. You are right, though.
But, okay, so, yeah, I'm going to stay on the line. Like I said, I already took my nap, so I'm not going to sleep this time. You don't got to worry about me going to sleep.
So, yeah.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
All right, we'll take it to
731-446.
Talk to Miami.
Oh, my God, that's us.
Hey.
It's BMO and Pimp Clash all in one dynamic duo.
What's up? How y'all doing, She's On?
Yeah.
Hey.
It's been a minute, you fucking winners.
I know, right? Fucking awesome.
Yes, you fucking winners. I see y'all still doing y'all shit. With the hottest and the brightest of the best.
The brightest crayon in the damn box. I see you. Oh, my God. Casey and Teddy and Mr. Miami, what is up?
What's going on?
Good with you.
Man, just finished the show, and I'm ready to get it popping with this topic and just say some nice things to Miss Miami, make her blush a little bit. So...
Oh, well, you already know I'm up on the dances. So you knew I was going to call. You knew hell or high water I was going to call. And I'm digging a new time, too, Casey.
Yeah, off the dock.
Yeah, I'm digging it.
Yeah.
Mr. Miami.
What's going on?
I got a question for you, man.
What's the question?
I got three questions. I only got four questions, but only three of them are serious.
That's fine. Go ahead.
Okay. My first question, and I'm very fucking serious, is how does it feel to be a motherfucking winner?
Feels wonderful. Feels great.
Hey, that's what I talk about.
That's
what I fucking talk about with them joygasms on dick. Yes, feels great.
Yeah.
Okay.
Question number two.
I want to know, because you deal with, you get to converse with a lot more people. You get to deal with a lot more personalities being in your particular line of work. You get to meet a lot of people. And I was just wondering what you would do if you got, what do you do when you get a vibe from someone that's not quite right? And you're not exactly sure why. You just, your spidey senses start tingling. You like, yeah, I don't know. Mm. So you can
well, I'm an Aquarius. I'm an Aquarius. And
ooh,
it's like I read people.
we read people very well, you know. I sit back and I observe, and if I feel like your vibe ain't right, I simply dismiss you, you know, because I'm not going to give you the time or the room for no bullshit, basically, you know. Once I feel that vibe, when you feel that vibe, it's something serious. You know, people don't go off their first instincts, and they should. If they did, the world would probably be a lot better place, you know. But just to separate my issues and everybody else's, you know, I just prefer just deal with them and feed them with a long handle spoon.
And that's what I fucking talk about.
Wait, hold on. I don't think that's all Aquarius is, because my mom is an Aquarius, and she has let me gone out with quite a few people that just aren't right.
Well, she's probably letting you learn your lesson for yourself.
No, my mom just be like, so, how was your day? And I'm like, Mom, I know you felt that vibe. Like,
yeah, I know you see it. It's something I call it the twinkle. I can always see the twinkle. But
yeah, I don't think my mom sees the twinkle sometimes.
Oh, we see the twinkle.
I don't think she does. But it's okay. Keep going.
Oh, no, I'm good. I just wanted to say, oh, my God, like, I really admire your work. I think you're excellent. I love the way you dance. I like the way you ride the beat. I like the way you interact. It's real smooth. It go down easy. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you roll up, it's real nice. I like your videos and shit.
Go down easy?
It goes down easy like a shot. Like a shot of fucking Mr. Miami. It go down good.
That's what's up.
And I like your hair. You need to keep it down.
Yes.
It's like a headache. Yo, it's in a ponytail right now. If y'all seen, y'all look so...
No.
I got a fresh line today, but my hair is just there. Like, I just took out, like, 3 layers of braids. It's just there, y'all.
I could give two shits of what your hair look like. God damn it. You could be bald.
I don't give a fuck. No,
like,
no, you can't be bald. But
you can have a brush cut, though. You can have a brush cut.
No, I like these curls. It's going to have to stay that way.
You know what? If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Don't change a thing, baby girl.
That's what's up. I ain't going to change it.
Mm-hmm.
I like for my woman to pull it, so I ain't going to change it.
Hey.
Yeah. Fucking the multiples, I'm telling you. Fucking winners.
Fucking winners.
Yeah, happy birthday, Teddy. I tweeted it, but I guess you didn't see it because you're not following me.
Teddy, I got a bone to pick with you. If you don't follow Pimp Class back, I'm finna stop off with you, and you will not see my name in your followers. That's it.
Can I explain myself right quick?
No. Now you can follow her right now.
No,
that's what you're finna do.
Hold on.
Oh, yeah, I tweeted it, you know.
Yeah, we tweeted it.
I know we tweeted happy birthday to Teddy.
No, I know. I tweeted, Teddy, please follow Pimp Class back.
I tweeted something like, hey, Teddy, can I get a follow? Then, never mind. We're not going to talk about this. We got company. We're going to wait till we get on some topics. We got company right now, and we're going to wait till Mr. Miami's sexy ass get off the line, and then I'm run on.
Yeah. And then I'm going to tell Teddy about herself again.
I'm sorry, Teddy, to do this in front of company. I apologize. It was not my idea.
No, Vimo going to keep it real regardless. I'm going to tell you about yourself in front of company or without.
Teddy ain't all nice. And I specifically asked you, I was like, Teddy, you like Pimp Class? And you're like, yeah, Pimp Class, I like you, man.
Y'all see, Casey and Mr. Miami just sitting back laughing at my ass because y'all is just going in on me right now.
They're laughing at my ass for not getting a follow. They're laughing at you. They're laughing with you. They're laughing at me.
But, okay, we're going to wrap this up so y'all can get to the other callers. But I just wanted to shout out She's On Radio and Imprinted Souls. We the best. And support the LGBT.
Yes.
Y'all the bomb.
Mr. Miami, I want to lick your face.
Oh, everybody. Yes, let me lick your face, girl.
Just the left side.
I got the right side.
Y'all from the middle, nigga.
And Christian said we thirsty.
I don't give a fuck. It's Mr. Miami. You could be thirsty. It's Mr. Miami. You are going to be thirsty.
Your ass going to be thirsty, too.
Yup, thirsty the bitch, Mr. Miami. Give me something to drink.
Oh, God.
Y'all killing me. Y'all killing me.
I know.
I appreciate y'all coming through showing love, though, definitely.
We up here thirsty to the bitch. Yeah, I'll give a fuck.
Oh, God.
You two shits. It's Mr. Miami. You allowed to get ratchet. And then they'd be like, girl, you was ratchet. And you could be like, but I was talking to Mr. Miami.
Miami.
Oh, yeah, in that case. In
what
that case.
I'm aware. I can be thirsty.
I could be thirsty talking to you. It's okay. It's not like he's a regular dude. You know what I mean?
That's what's up.
And you got fucking curls. Who not gonna be thirsty to the fucking curls?
Okay, I ain't gotta lick your face. I'll take a shoulder. I hit an elbow.
No, I'm gonna lick your damn face. I'll lick your forehead.
Sit there, you know, a couple of pieces of scalp in that bitch. I don't get stuck.
Okay, now you're crossing the line too much.
There is no line. It's Mr. Miami, so you don't understand. I don't have no coof. None of that. It's gone. Shit left when she said, yeah, y'all on the line. That shit's gone. It's gone. It's not here anymore. Bye.
Bye. All right, guys. I'm showing y'all love.
Thank you.
You're going to stay on the line, though.
You want to have your children, too. When are you going to cut me off? Why do you keep letting me slide in with these comments, Casey?
Please, guys.
Thank you. We'll holla. We will holla.
Cut us off. Take
it off air. All right.
Oh, my God. That was a lot of work, yo. That was, like, a lot of energy. Like, my stomach muscles are hurting, yo, from laughing so much in the inside. Lick my forehead. My face. Oh, my God.
Your forehead, your face, your elbow.
It's crucial out here. I do not think my woman would like that.
Damn, you okay over there? You
are. I'm good.
You good?
I got
both feet. For real, man. You all right? I got to make sure that we're looking at calling. You got to make sure. I'm going to tell you okay.
I'm on the lick curve. And they were questioning me. I'm like, man, I'm getting text messages saying, you taking? I'm like, no. And then they want to lick Mr. Miami. I'm like, look, I got to do it for that want to lick Mr. Miami.
Man,
yeah, she over
man.
There blushing and laughing deep down inside. So they want to lick
her. Oh, shit. I ain't never had nobody tell me they want to lick my face, yo.
Yeah, I know, right? That's some deep shit.
Damn, that shit is like super deep.
I want to lick you like an ice cream cone. Wow.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I heard that, but not the face.
She want to have my kids.
Tell
her
the bitch. Yeah, something like that. Yeah, like lick my face. That girl, that's deep. Like.
But then my kids is deeper.
Hell, yeah. That's some deep shit, man. You got that virtual love, nigga.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Man, I ain't never done that in a long time. I swear, I had to listen to that. That was interesting. That was some interesting shit right there. But I'm 254. I call 254-624. Please make it brief. Because we got a whole lot of people that try to talk to Miami. And we're trying to make it a time for some, all right? So please, here we go. Talk to Miami.
Hello. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great.
Well, since I got to keep it brief, I really don't know what to ask you, so I'm probably going to ask you a stupid question. What's your favorite show?
Criminal Minds.
Really? My favorite show is Flashpoint. It's kind of like Criminal Minds, but not really.
Yeah, it tangles in there together.
Yeah, it's a pretty live show. I really don't have any more questions, man. My concentration is gone.
Aw.
I know. No, I do have a question. I had won your T-shirt contest, and you never told me nothing else.
Make sure you inbox me. Make sure you send me information so I can send it to you through UPS, your gift.
Okay, I will.
I just been having a lot going on, ladies. Y'all gotta excuse me. But you make sure you give me your inbox me your information, and I'll make sure you get your gift.
Okay.
It'll be coming through UPS or FedEx.
All right.
Definitely.
Well, y'all have a good rest of the show.
Thank you, and thank you for coming through supporting me.
You're welcome.
Okay.
All right. Let's go to Miss 302-287. Talking about Abby 302.
I'm going to be nice tonight. I'm going to try to be nice.
Hey.
Hey, teddy bear.
Hey.
I'm going to be nice. But thank you, guys, Casey and Teddy. Y'all really helped me through earlier. I'm a little wasted, so you got to forgive me. When I get my feelings about my wife, I have to kind of drink a little bit, get my mind right, but my baby's smiling down on me. Oh, hi, Mr. Miami. I can't say that everything your work, so I'm just going to have to research and find out who you are and what's your work. And if you're the shit, then I'll tell you this shit. If you're not, then, I mean, it's just what it is. But I am going to research your work. Are you going to be at She Pride or no?
No, I will not be. Hopefully next year.
Okay, so. I'm sorry?
Hopefully next year.
All right, well, since I don't live in Florida, do you live in Florida or where do you stay?
Excuse me?
Where do you stay?
I live on the outside of Atlanta.
Oh, outside of Atlanta. I'm very familiar with Atlanta. But what's your Twitter name? I'll follow you on Twitter, and I guess I'll just get your information from your profile page.
Definitely. Mr. Miami 89 on Twitter. Make sure you follow me.
I sure will. It's definitely not a problem. Casey, is your fault that I'm wasted like this?
No, it's not.
But I call my wife mom, right? And I just told her, like, what you told me, like, she can't call me crying and all that stuff just because it fucks up my day and it doesn't do good. So I told her, just think happy thoughts when she gets in her feelings. And she said she did that tonight, and it worked. Like, she didn't go into her emotions like she normally do. She said it really worked for her. And she was like, are you doing the same thing? And I was like, I try. And she was like, well, don't be sitting on the floor drinking and looking through the pictures like you always do. And I'm like, well, damn, how the hell did you know I did that? I was like, okay, I'm sorry. I'm not going to do it. But I am going to bring my wife's T-shirt down there. So Casey and Teddy, y'all better sign it. Cause I'm going to put it on her gravesite when I get back home.
Okay. I can do it.
Fine.
I got you.
I better sign me. I know how I feel about my love. That's shout out to my wife. For people who don't know, my wife died November 5th, 2011. This November will make 1 year. Her birthday is August 22nd. Casey and Teddy, I expect to see y'all here at my house at her birthday party that I'm throwing for her.
Okay.
But I won't keep you up. I know she got fans and all that stuff. But Mr. Miami, it was good speaking to you. I'll definitely make sure I research you tonight and, you know, watch you on YouTube and see what you're about. And hopefully
definitely.
I'll just be looking forward to just booking you just to do an interview because I like to support everybody. I'm not mean. I'm not ignorant. I'm just wasted right now, so you have to forgive me.
Oh,
my feelings was crazy tonight, so just forgive me, but I'll definitely be looking you up. Casey, you know
okay,
I'm going to stay on. You know I'm going to stay on and wait for a topic because Kim is on his way over here. He said he wants me to you.
Okay.
Okay.
But all right, get to the rest of your calls. Teddy, you better tell these girls you've taken. You have a girlfriend. You better stop letting them talk to you like that. I was jealous a few minutes ago.
Uh-oh. I guess they heard you now.
Well, I hope they did. And my wife is okay with me taking you. So, it's all right.
Aww.
I got a sister-in-law.
That's right. That's right. You got a sister-in-law from heaven.
And
that's,
I like
that's
that
all.
One. I like her, okay? Yes.
You like this one? You like
yes,
this one, bro?
I approve that message. Imagine it.
I got my big bro, Philip Approval, y'all.
anybody likes Mimi. Mimi is the shit. That's what it is. But thank you to the rest of your callers. And this is Miami. I'll be following you. So make sure you follow me back, sweetheart.
Okay, I will. Thank you.
All right,
you.
And I'm going to stay on for the next topic. I'm about to go open up my next bottle of Moscato and sip.
So to save me some, man. All right.
I'm going to save you a little bit. I need something to pour on you. You know how we do.
Oh, shit. I'm going to need to say that in a private DM or an instant message or something. Y'all some nasty-ass motherfuckers. Look what you do, man.
Got
her all hot and bothered and stuff. You know. She ready to break Teddy over there. Ready to make her Ted man and shit.
Oh, shit. Sorry, Teddy.
Ted talks shit just like that damn bell. I'm telling you.
What?
Yes, man. That is Ted. Yes. So, yeah, we're going to go ahead and get to the next call. I already told 804-236. Please make it brief because Miami got a lot of fans. All right, talk to Miami.
Hi, everybody. Hey, Katie.
Hello.
Hey, Katie.
Hello.
Hello. Hey, Mr. Miami.
Hi.
Do you know who this is?
No, I really don't.
This is Vicious.
This is.
Oh, well, you got a bad memory, good, because I'm not going to say anything.
Who is this?
Anyway.
Who is this?
This is Vicious.
Oh, God.
But I'm not
going to say Vicious.
I'm not going to say anything. I've enjoyed your interview. You seem like a nice person. And I'm not going to pick with you tonight.
Yeah, don't pick with me tonight. You can do it on a later night. Not tonight.
No,
not tonight. Not
tonight. I said I won't. This is your time. We're going to get it in though, another night.
Okay,
I got a question.
What's that?
When you said that you won't be doing that, doing this in 5 years, is this something I don't know nobody want to be a dancer for the rest of their life, but, like, how close in those 5 years do you want to stop dancing? Like, do you have, like, a goal?
No, I think, honestly, what it is I think dancing will always be a part of me. So if anybody ever contacted me and wanted me to do a show, I'll always be open to it, you know. But making it my top priority, you know, it's kind of starting to, like, wear off on me a little bit. Just because I have so much going right now. I have so many other things that I'm trying to accomplish, you know, and sometimes you have to let some things go in order to open other doors. So, like I said, dancing will always be a part of me, and I don't think it's something that I'll ever stop completely doing, but I just want to lighten up on it right now, you know, because I'm always traveling. I'm always on the road. You know, and it takes time away from my own personal life, my family, you know, and also my own business, you know. So I'll never stop, but I'll probably, like I said, just lay off of it a little bit. But I don't know how in a short of a span time that I'll stop. It's not a set date.
Well, other than that, I don't have nothing to ask you. I just want to let you know that you are a sexy mother. Shut your mouth. And your wife is very lucky.
I'm lucky. So, little do y'all know I'm lucky. She lucky, but I'm luckier.
I mean, she fat too, though. So I'm going to just go ahead and give both of y'all the compliment because y'all picture, y'all both of y'all look good. So let me go ahead and give the respect where it's due. Both of y'all
fat. That's what's up. I appreciate it. Well, we appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate your love and support, too, you know.
No problem. And I'm going to go ahead and let the rest of the fans talk to you. And I'll catch you on another night. And bye, Teddy. Bye, Casey. I'm going to still be here.
All right, sweetheart.
Okay.
All right. You call 732-228. Make your brief. Talk to Miami.
Wow, Miami.
Hello.
What's going on?
Hi, how are you, sweetie?
I'm great.
I just got one question.
What's
I'm
that?
Good, thank you. Are you going to be in Pride in Atlanta?
Yes, I will be.
Oh, thank God. That's all I wanted to know. Thank you.
Yes, I
That's
will
it.
Be.
That's it. I'll see you there.
Definitely.
Bye.
Bye, sweetheart.
Yes, yeah, she's going to be at Pride, y'all.
So you're going to have a whole bunch of people waiting for you in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I know that's right. She said, girl, she had to confirm it, girl. I know that. Girl, they probably got you on speakerphone, girl, but that's wrong. No, that's right. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with that. There you go, 772-801, talk to Miami.
Hey, Miami, how are you?
I'm great, and yourself?
I'm good. Hi, Teddy. Hi, Casey. This is the Duchess.
Hey, Duchess.
Hi, I thought you guys I was going to come through this tonight because I was shouted out this past weekend by Miami, so I wanted to make sure I came through and say hi and introduce myself. And say hi to Miami because she's very talented. I've known Miami for a long time, and she's a talented individual who has a lot of fans. And so those who don't know her, if you don't know her yet, you will soon know her. She's really, really a talented individual, and I'm proud to be a friend.
That's what's up. I appreciate the love shown coming from you, Ms. Duchess, and I look forward to doing business with you very soon. You know, ain't nothing like it. Some true fans and true supporters, you know, and also a true friend. Like I said, of us knowing each other for so long, you know, I can say you're a true friend, and I appreciate all of your love and support coming from your way.
Most definitely. But it's just, She's Own After Dark is definitely a great talk show, and I enjoy listening to it, and the people that call in to tell you it's a riot. I sit here and I was in stitches a couple times tonight, so waiting to get on the line. So you guys have a great show, and it's great for the lesbian community to have, you know, our own talk show. So I definitely support what you guys have done, and it's beneficial for everybody that listens. So you guys keep doing what you're doing. It's great.
Well, we appreciate you too.
Yes, we do.
Mhm.
Yes, we do.
All right, well, I'm going to let you get back to your fans, Miami, and good night, Teddy and KC. You guys, you keep doing what you're doing. I'll talk to you later.
Bye.
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 I actually like her.
She,
I like her.
Me
that
too.
Was, that was
you know what? And she's a really cool person. I've known Ms. Duchess for years. And you know what? She's one of those people that is very humble with her words and is a very blunt person.
Yeah, I can see that. I like
very
that.
Well, she's well-worded with all her words. You know, she's a good person. She's a good friend. Y'all make sure y'all check her out. She just opened up a club also, you know, so definitely trying to get doing business with them.
All right. Okay, Ms. Duchess, hit me up after the show. We need to talk, all right? I like
mm-hmm.
it. I need to ask, I'm going to ask you a question, too, when I come back to you. So don't go nowhere, Ms. Duchess, okay? See, Miami referred us to you. Do you hear that? I like to hear that. I like, you know, the good thing to me, you know, you always got to support your LGBT community. Because if you don't support your LGBT, you know what I'm saying, you don't support the community, then who is? Y'all support
right.
each other. I don't care if they selling... I don't care if they're selling a titty. You got to support them selling the titty. Because if you don't support them, as you know what I'm saying, in the lesbian community, then who will? You know, that's just how it is. She
right.
support us. She support us, and we're going to support her. That's just how it is. And we're going to support you too, man.
That's what's up. That's what's up. And I'm going to support y'all too.
Hey, man, you better say it one more time.
Definitely.
Yes. So you do have a... a caller that really, 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 really wants to talk to you. And she's been waiting for a long time. And I'm trying to see if she'll say this phrase for me. I don't know if she's going to say it, but she wants to say it for you, man. So here we go.
Uh-oh.
There it comes, 734. She better say it too. 734-786. Talk to my ass.
Okay. First of all, Casey, you better let the She Zone haters do their job. I'm not gonna tell you that again. Let them do their job. Second of all, Teddy, you was out in the streets yesterday, so happy birthday. Oh.
Thank you.
Mr. Miami.
Yes.
Somebody called in before and said they was Miss Coco. No, boo-boo. This is Coco.
Oh.
How are you doing?
Maybe it's another Coco.
How are you doing?
She like, hold up. My name, I'm the only person that got the name Coco.
No. Because when I called, I was like, no, that's not her. I'm her.
What's up, Coco?
But anywho, how are you?
I'm all right, yourself.
I'm good.
Good.
Tell Miss India, I hope everybody knows that's the queen. Please back off. Oh, tell her I said hello.
She's on. She can hear you.
Hi, India.
Well, she's not going to be able to respond, but she can hear you.
Oh, okay. Well, just wave to the phone. Thank you. Sorry, my first question is, how long have you been in the business?
5, almost 6 years.
What made you start?
Just enjoying being able to dance as a child. It was always a childhood thing growing up. They used to say I had ants in my pants because I couldn't sit down. I was a busybody.
Ants in your pants and you needed to dance, huh?
Yes, so.
So how many people have tried to pull your hair while you're performing?
I can't really tell you a number because a lot of people try to pull my hair, but it's not enjoyable when you ain't having sex.
I agree with you.
Yeah. Especially when it's in braids and they pull it, that's a little, it hurts.
Sick. Casey.
What's up?
Why are you laughing?
You know why I'm laughing.
Why are you laughing? Oh, yeah. Oh, by the way, I got so upset with old girl that said she was me.
Uh-oh.
I put on Casey Page. I'm the female Rick James. Better tell these females. I'm going to cut you.
Stop the madness. Okay. Stop the madness. Stop the madness.
But I'm a
Miami don't like madness.
I know. I'm like, damn. Like, don't kill nobody again.
I'm not going to kill nobody. I just don't like people trying to play me. That's all. But I was just calling to say hi. And the last thing wanted to say to you was thank you for being you, Mr. Miami.
Uh-huh.
I inbox this to you, but don't tell nobody. Anywho, thank you for being you because it shows all the thick women out there that they don't have to be small to get somebody different.
Uh-huh.
Does that make any sense?
That makes a lot of sense.
Okay. Well, that's all I wanted to say was thank you. And you guys have a great night, and I'm staying on the line for the other topic.
Thank you. We appreciate it, sweetheart.
All right. Good night.
Good night.
All right. We're going to holler area code 719-246. Ladies, before I go to 719, if you do want to talk to Miami, she's not going to bite you. Press the number one. See a lot of bills in the queue. Come on, y'all know y'all want to talk, so y'all know y'all want to say, hey, Miami, I'm here. Say anything. You could say anything to her. As you can see, she's a humble person, and she loves her fans. So, you know, hit that number one if you're listening on 646-716-6977. And here we go. There you go, 719-246. Talk to Miami.
Imagine you just almost put out my whole entire phone number on the radio.
I ain't gonna put the whole thing on there.
Almost the whole entire thing. Like, yeah.
Nah, I won't do it.
No big deal. My question isn't really about, it's about you, but it's not about you. I went to Big Yo's with my girlfriend, and the lady that owns the club asked my girlfriend if she wanted to be a stripper. And now my girlfriend is really interested in it, and I don't know how I feel about it. And I know you're in a relationship, so how does your girlfriend deal with that?
Well, you know, when me and my girl got together, she know I was an entertainer, you know, and she's not insecure, so... You know, I hold her down. You know, I ain't going nowhere. And I tell anybody that's listening to me tonight on She's On Radio is that I ain't going nowhere. You know, she ain't got to worry about nothing. She's secure in her position. You know, she plays her role as Miss Miami. She travels with me when she can. She, you know, she has a job herself also. But she's at my shows with me, you know. You know, she's an open person. A lot of people be real scared, you know, to ask me questions or, you know, to conversate with me because I have, you know, my fiance on my side. You know, never be intimidated because we're a very open couple. You know, we talk about things. You know, I'm very open to her. I'm very honest with her. You know, honesty and communication will go a long way. It don't matter your position. It don't matter, you know, what kind of job you got at. I can be working in General Motors. You know, as long as you got that trust and communication, that's all that matters.
People try to holler at her all the time. I don't really think that I'd be, like, jealous, because I don't care. Not in the
but
sense
I'm
like that.
But I'm going to tell you, I wish you would inbox me. And whoever I'm speaking to, because I'm not for sure who I'm speaking to.
My name is Mercedes.
And we have some videos on YouTube also, you know, just to talk about different topics, you know, people ask us to make videos about. You know, we have a lot of videos on there about different things, you know. So make sure you inbox me so I can, you know, give you further instructions on, you know, how to deal with that, you know. Or maybe you and my wife can talk about it, you know, because, you know, I can't really tell you how I feel.
Right.
You know, because I'm the entertainer, you know. She's the one having to deal with people around me and fans and my phone blowing up and this is that and the third. So like I said, at the end of the day, you know, I can't tell you how you should feel. You know, I'm telling you as me being an entertainer, how I secure my woman and make sure my woman ain't, you know, insecure. She ain't jealous at all. You know,
mm-hmm.
So it's all about communication, you know, talk to your girl, you know. Let her open up. If she want to be an entertainer, let her be an entertainer. You know what I'm saying? Just be wise. Tell her be wise and be careful, you know, what she's doing. Because just because you're an entertainer, it's a very hard, it's a hard thing. People think that you can just go out to clubs and just dance. And that's not, it's not easy as what people think it is.
Mm-hmm.
And I can tell you that because I'm under Mr. Miami Self-Made Productions, and I'm solo dolo all the way through the border, unless it's me and my team. So, you know, get with my wife, pretty ass India. Get with her, you know, and ask her how she deal with it. You know, maybe she's holding some stuff back that, you know, can benefit you.
Okay. Thank
all
you.
Right?
That's all I really wanted to know.
Okay, I appreciate you calling in, sweetheart.
Thanks.
All right. Area code 478-213. Talk to Miami. Okay.
Hey, She's On. This is the infamous Miss India. Well,
yay.
I really don't. All right, baby. I really don't have a question. And I just wanted to stop by and show my love and my support to my fiance. Love you, baby. And congrats on your radio interview. Now I got to get back to work. Behave yourself, lady. Hey, Coco. And to the girl that just got off. I didn't catch your name either. But, yeah, hit me up on Facebook, Pretty Ass India, or you can check out our YouTube page also, or inbox me or whatever. We'll talk about it. It's hard at times, to be honest with you, but I'm not insecure at all. Now, I do have little jealousy ways and stuff like that. That's a part of life, period. You know, a part of being a woman, especially with my baby. She's sexy as hell, yeah. I know. But,
Bless the God.
I know, that's right.
Blessing. I don't know what to do now. I just go change my boxes real quick, bro.
Oh, Jesus.
No, but it's a lot of girls out there that's real disrespectful. But I know where her head is. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I don't let it bother me at all. You know, when she dances, I stay back. I stand my ground. I stand my place. You know, I let her get out there and do what she do. She's working. She's on her job. So I don't interfere with that. You know, so it's like it gets hard. It does. I can't lie and say that it doesn't because it does. So I don't know.
But I appreciate you for sticking there by my side, Shawty, for real. You my baby.
Of course,
baby. Uncle Juan and shit. I appreciate you, like I said, because every day ain't going to be easy. You know what I'm saying? People look at our Facebook and think we perfect, a perfect couple. Everybody got their struggles, but I'll tell you one thing. We might struggle, but we always make it in. By the end of the night, we always on the same level. We ain't going to ever go to bed, you know, mad at each other. And I appreciate your support, real talk, baby, for sticking by my side through everything. And I appreciate you calling in tonight, showing your love and support. That's well much appreciated.
Yeah, you're welcome. No problem.
And get that to work, girl.
But it was good to hook up with the She's On little thing. Hey guys, I don't know y'all names, Casey and Teddy, that's the name.
Yeah,
y'all
how y'all doing?
All right.
You. That's what's up. I'm gonna make sure I tune in. You know, I'm kind of feeling this little show. I don't even want to work. I want to just stay tuned in.
Hey girl, make them dollars.
All right. But good night, y'all. I'll talk to y'all another time. I love you, baby.
All right, I love you too, sweetheart. All
right. Bye.
All right. Bye.
Oh, I love lesbian love. I love it so much.
Oh, that's my son. That's my baby.
And you know the one thing I did love about her whole conversation that she just had? She said, this is the one thing I love. You don't hear most women say this. She said, I know where her head is. She ain't going nowhere. I don't care. She better rock that girl. Nothing like high self-esteem in a woman. That is so attractive, man. You look, she a good one. You better keep her cable.
Oh, yeah, that's my son. That's my baby. She ain't going nowhere. So I put a ring on her. The ring ain't gonna make her stay either, but shit, I pop one in her ass, she gonna stay.
I know that's right. I love lesbian love, man. I love it so much, man. It doesn't happen a lot, you know. It just people don't stay together like they don't stick around and through the storms and the hurricanes and stick through the relationship. They ready to break it up right then and right there, you know. I appreciate that, man. I just enjoy listening to that.
That's what's up.
Oh, I'm ready to cry.
Yeah,
oh,
I felt
no,
baby.
Don't cry. Sorry, man. I'm ready to kill her about it.
Oh, Lord.
Did I say that on the air? Oh, look. Please, I'm sorry.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
If FBI is listening, I'm so sorry. Please, I'm a little crazy, but, you know. All right. We're going to take it down to... The 757, the 7th Series of Virginia. Need a water. 757-602, talk to my and me.
Hello.
Hello.
I want to give a shout out to Teddy. Happy birthday. You was gone yesterday. I was on the show or whatever. Casey, nice talking to you yesterday in Flavor last night. It was good. Miami.
What's going on, baby?
Hi.
I'm
fine. My name is Tamara. I go by a little bit sometimes, but, you know, I don't like everybody calling me that, but whatever.
Okay.
Okay. I heard you on the show earlier when you was like, you're 23 years old, you the young buck. You ain't so much young. You older than me.
I'm 21.
Oh. Oh, I got age over you. I'm your elder. Whoa.
But I don't act my age, though. I really don't. I do not act no way near my age. I act older because I've been raised around older people. I've been raised around my brothers and stuff like that.
That's
so
awesome.
That's pretty much how my life really was. A question. Who inspires you the most to do what you do and how you do it as well that you do?
Well, being inspired from a child, it would have had to be my brother. You know, as another entertainer, like I said, Pretty P, but as, you know, a family member growing up, it would have been my brother. You know, my brother was always, he always had me dancing, always had me doing something, just sleepover, dances, all type of stuff. I just doing. It would have to be my brother, and, you know,
okay.
Grateful.
And I was listening to your fiance. She's kind of like me. She got real high confidence in y'all, and I feel the same way about my girlfriend. So it's like we argue all the time, whatever, but she's not going nowhere. I mean, she's here to stay. Like, that's what them other little females fail to realize. Like, y'all could try all y'all want to, but it's not going to happen. Another question. Like, what? You said you started at a young age. What is your in the next 2 to 3 years plan, like? Is that a 5-year plan? Your 2 or 3 years?
2 or 3 years. I'll be in school. Still in school.
Uh-huh.
Still learning. Still raising. You know, my family. You know, still living life. You know, just waiting to graduate and get my associates, work on my bachelor's and get my master's.
Oh, okay. And I actually seen a picture of you and your fiance. Y'all are so cute together. Y'all really are.
Thank you. Thank
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Miss India, if you're still listening, congratulations. Pretty much that's it for real. Like, I really don't have too many questions tonight. I'm not really a big question person, but matter of fact, I have a relationship question. Like, when y'all do argue, like, what really, not so more what triggers the argument, like, what really, you know, put it back to where y'all know y'all just, it's just a little petty argument in y'all makeup, like.
Well, you know what, when my wife, she is really, really stubborn. Like, she's spoiled and she's stubborn as hell. You know, like I said, you know, relationships aren't going to be perfect or whatever. But, you know, when we argue, you know, I give her space. You know, she give me my space. Sometimes I invade her space because, you know, I don't like to see my woman mad. You know, even when other people stress her out, it stresses me out because I don't like to see my baby stressed at all. You know, I just give her space, you know, when I come back to her and I just look at her and be like, I love you. And then she, you know, she's still spoiled in her spoiled ways, roll her eyes, whatever. It don't bother me, it bothers me, and I ain't about to sit up here in front. That shit pisses me the fuck off.
I was getting ready to say, because I know.
I ain't gonna lie, like, it be pissing me off when she ignore me. Oh, my gosh, you know how to get up under my skin by ignoring me or just leaving the house. A lot of the time, when she get aggravated or mad, she get in the car and zoom off. I be like, damn,
like,
where she go?
Just okay.
She be gone. Yeah,
I can honestly say, me and her sound just like, because I am stubborn. I'm to the high most stubborn. Like,
forget all that petty shit. No, fuck that. You pissed me the fuck off. I don't want to talk to you. Don't touch me. Don't do nothing. For real, me and my girlfriend just got
into an argument.
You can't
stop me from touching him. Oh, no.
No,
my girlfriend
just got an argument about that.
I don't even care
really
if we arguing or not. She ain't going to stop me from touching her. Nah, that's just what you don't do. That's when makeup sex folks to come in to play somewhere. What the hell?
No, but I mean, it's like, I'm really stubborn. Like, fuck all that bullshit. I'm really stubborn. Y'all say y'all girlfriend is stubborn to the motherfucking D? No, me. I am honestly stubborn. All that extra shit, But, no, me and her got to a real big heated argument or whatever. She said she was gonna leave. She packed her shit. She left. I actually helped her pack her shit. And I was like, okay, that's fine. But I know she won't gonna go nowhere because she came right back in the next hour or so. So I was like, okay, that's nothing. And I went to sleep. And she tried to give me a kiss. I gave her a kiss, and that was it. We ain't do nothing. We ain't none of that. Mm-mm. You done made me mad. I'm going to sleep. I tuned her out. Was I wrong for that?
Honestly, yeah. The reason why I say you're wrong, because when someone, first of all, you said that y'all were laying in the bed, y'all was getting ready to go to sleep. Y'all have to make up before y'all go to sleep. Y'all have to see eye to eye before sleep is involved. Well, my girl, I ain't even gonna lie to y'all. The first time I ever went to sleep mad at my girl was 2 nights ago. And I never do it again because it ran me fucking crazy. Like, I was so stubborn to the point where, like, I just laid on my side of the bed, didn't hold her. And I hold my woman every night. Or whenever she lay in the bed, you know, because she work overnight, I hold mine, you know. And it affected me greatly, you know, because I'm like, well, damn, you got to think about it like, you know, what if she died in her sleep? You know,
yeah.
And then I'm like, damn, I went to bed mad, cussing her out. She was trying to give me a kiss, and I was just being a bitch. You know, it's going to haunt you. Never go to bed mad. Never leave the house mad. And I hate it when my girl do it. You know, because when people are angry, upset, or whatever, and they fly off and they just leave, you know, you never get that chance to say, I'm sorry sometimes.
Yeah.
When it ain't
okay.
That
well,
serious.
I'm going to take those words of wisdom. I'm going to take those words of wisdom and I'm going to use it. I mean, I got to.
Please do.
Sometimes like my stubbornness get in the way, so I'm going to try.
And you'll run a good person away by being stubborn.
I'm going to try not to let that get in the way.
Just work on it. For Mr. Miami, just work on it. Just try it out. I guarantee you, you're going to feel a lot better.
Yeah, but then it's like later that night, I woke up at like 4 o'clock in the morning. I don't know why, but I just, something just ain't feel right because I was used to her holding me like you said you did your girl or whatever. And I woke up in the middle of the night and I literally woke her up out of her sleep and told her to come hold me. And we just went back to sleep just like that. I don't know.
But those 3-4 hours that she was asleep, what if you would have rolled over, shook her, and said, baby, come hold me, and she made no type of movement?
I would have cried.
You got to think about stuff like that. And then, like I said, it hurt in my heart for me to, you know, go to bed like that the other night next to my woman. And I promised to myself and I promised to her I would never do it again. It was horrible. It was very miserable. And I was laying in the same bed.
And I felt horrible too because of the fact my baby she got health issues or whatever. She got a hole in her heart and a whole bunch of shit. So that's what really made me mad, to the fact that I can't believe I just really went to sleep. You know, I went to sleep on her and not by her. Like, you know, it kind of made me upset at myself. And I woke up the next morning and I was like, I'm never gonna do that again.
Yeah, don't do it. I definitely appreciate you calling in, though.
Yeah, thanks for
your love and support.
And I've seen your videos, and I'm going to look at them again, and hopefully
see you somewhere, I guess. Have you been to Virginia to perform yet, period?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Well, maybe you should come down here and hook up with some people.
Well,
yeah.
Maybe I'll just do that.
Yeah. Flow Seduction. She be having all her little parties with Nina, all of them. Yeah, Pandora. That's the shit. Oh, my fucking gosh. I love it. But anyways, I'm not going to get on that. So I guess I'll stay online, I guess, if I don't get sleepy. Because tomorrow, I got a long day tomorrow again.
Well,
and
I appreciate you again.
Thank you. Casey, love you. Teddy, love you.
Love you too.
See y'all. I guess I'll stay on the line or whatever and let all the rest of the fans get to Miami or whatever. So I should be kind of mean and just stay on, but I'm not. So.
Don't do that.
I'm not going to do it. I ain't even going to do it. But nice talk to see you, Miami. And
you too, sweetheart.
I'll write you something on your wall because we're friends on Facebook. I'm not too big on the Twitter shit. I don't do that Twitter stuff, but
I don't know how to work it. I just got one. I don't know how to work it. But
me either. That's
why
I don't deal with it. I don't deal with it. My little cousin.
Well, hit me up on Facebook. Make sure you hit me up on Facebook then.
All right.
All right. Bye. Thank you for calling in, sweetheart.
Thank you.
All righty.
All right. Area code 804878. Talk to Miami.
Hello.
Yeah, hello.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Great, and yourself?
I am good. I am actually Casey's wife. Hey, boo.
Hey baby.
Hey, Teddy.
Hey, sis.
Hey, happy belated birthday. I just wanted to ask one question, but actually you answered it when the girl asked you, like, entertainer now, who was someone that really you looked up to, and you said Pretty P, which was actually incredible because I think she is an amazing performer. But my question is, we need to get you at a She Pride event, like, seriously, because I've been sitting here on the computer watching your little videos. I'm a fan. I ain't even going to wait. I became a fan that quick. All right. And also, I have to commend your wife, Miss India, for everything that she does, because I understand while also dating someone in the entertainment business that it is very stressful. It's kind of hard, but sometimes you have to stay grounded as a woman and know that your woman is not going anywhere, because it is some ladies that are very disrespectful, but you have to stand your ground and know that the loyalty, the communication, and the love between you and your spouse is all that matters. So I completely respect you. I think you're one of the most amazing people I have ever spoken to. You are very amazing and very humble. I've been listening in and also trying to do some homework. So that's all I have to say. I look forward to one day probably meeting you. Keep doing your thing, and more love and success to you. Love you,
thank
baby.
You, and
love
I appreciate
you.
It.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And y'all have a good rest of the show.
Okay.
Sorry. Love you, too.
Aw, ding, ding.
Oh, man.
That's my little ting, ting, sir. I be doing that to my girl when she says something. I be like, aw, ding, ding.
Oh, y'all getting love from y'all spouses and stuff tonight. Oh,
you got love from yours too, though. You need to go ahead and make that work. I confirm that work.
No, but hold on, bro. I got fussed out by pimp class and the other person. I'm like, what the hell? What I do? Damn,
Twitter jail. You got cussed out by 302. That's when you need to be getting cussed out by 302.
I got put in Twitter jail. Damn it.
Oh.
All right, we got one more caller, Miami. One more caller. Area code 478-213. Talk to Miami and make it good. Girl. Say the best for last.
I had to call back and touch bases with this subject, this India.
Oh, God.
No. Yeah, I am thick. I am a mother. I'm healthy. And trust and believe, I love to fucking eat. And Miami ain't get me by my weight. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, baby.
Everybody looking at looks nowadays. People say, why Mr. Miami with her or whatever. And to be honest, for one, I am beautiful. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
I have a heart
of
gold. I'm dedicated. I'm loyal. And
you
I ain't going to deal with foolishness. What? I can't believe I heard that. But Casey and Teddy, I think y'all going to have to use this as a topic because there's some insecure women out there that needs confirmation on their looks. And because, you know what I'm saying, they care what others think. And I feel eye candy is eye candy. Look fade. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You got to look beyond all of this exterior stuff. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, yeah, a lot of people always question Miami or whatever. They thought when she first went to Augusta, when we came, they thought India was this thin bitch that was just, you know what I'm saying, like flat stomach, you know what I'm saying, this anorexic bitch. But when they saw me, you know what I'm saying, like, damn, Miami with her, you know what I'm saying, like, they was hating or whatever, like, saying little slick shit or whatever. But for one, you know what I'm saying, I got kids, you know what I'm saying? And just like I said, I love to eat. We eat. When I tell you we eat, we eat. You know what
Hell
I'm saying? So
yeah.
I feel like y'all need to, like, you know what I'm saying, make this a topic because a lot of girls, they need confirmation on what somebody else say about them. They think maybe they can't go out and find somebody that, you know what I'm saying, that look like my baby. I ain't going to say I'm being funny, but you know what I'm saying, a real attractive female or male or whatever because they not a size 5. I ain't even going to go to 2 or 3. They not a size 5, you know what I'm saying? So, I don't know. I feel like it'll be a good topic for y'all to, you know, reiterate on or whatever.
Okay, well, I'm going to reiterate on it right now. Hell. Fuck. Why not? Hell. Teddy?
Why not?
KC, do I got the time? Okay, well, hell. Honestly...
I know why I fuck with you.
Okay.
Go ahead.
But my thing about it is, I respect the woman that got kids and got a stomach than no women that ain't got kids and got stomach. You know, weight has always been a subject with people. You know, beauty, the outer beauty of a person, not knowing what they going through on the inside. I'm a bad bitch. Ain't nobody got to tell me it, knowing I'm not being conceited at all, but I know how I look, you know, and I'm not about to sit and say, no, I'm just not going to do it. But everybody that's pretty on the outside is not gold on the inside. So while y'all trying to chase diamonds, you know what I'm saying, you in the end, you're going to get a damn pearl. You know what I'm saying?
I like pearls. I had some on my wrist today.
Baby, shut up. All right, boo. I know. Damn. But you know what I'm saying? That's a big thing. You know what I'm saying? Big women. I ain't gonna say big women. Thick women need love. You know what I'm saying? We always, like I said, I was one of those people. I was one of those people that was chasing after, you know what I'm saying, light skinned, long hair. I wanted the broad like me. You know what I'm saying? Da 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 da. And I wasn't attracted to heavy set women. You know, and I had a change of heart when I seen Kelly Price and Monique. She was one of the most flawless bitches to me, to be honest. You know what I'm saying? She represents a big girl. You know what I'm saying? That was back when she was doing Queen's Economy, when she had all the weight still on her. You know, and I was attracted to her then. You know, of course I was attracted to Simone, whatever the hell her name is, because she was a little thick bitch, whatever. But... you know, I want something to cuddle with. It's about to be cold. I'm going to need some type of warmness.
So you use
to warm my body up. I'm going to need a woman.
You're using
me to warm them. Babe, you're not good.
Oh.
Okay.
No, you know, I love a woman to cook. These skinny girls don't know how to cook. Well, I ain't going to say a lot. Some of them know how to cook. I like to eat. My woman like to eat. I need somebody that's on my appetite level that can keep me content. You can't go wrong with a big girl, big stub, what the hell ever, because you know at the end of the day, you eating. Motherfuckers be like,
mm-hmm.
I'm little. I'm little because I work out. You
mm-hmm.
know, and my wife will tell you in a heartbeat, I'm very picky when it comes to food. I'm too picky as fuck.
Can nobody try to cook for us, because she ain't doing the piss y'all.
I'm a piss y'all.
Man. She don't
eat
chicken with bones. What black person? Oh, I forgot that. I'm sorry. You just that.
Uh-oh.
She's
a man. I'm out there like that, babe.
I ain't black. You know, she don't eat chicken on bone with bones. She, you know, boneless.
What?
Everything is boneless. You know what I'm saying? Like, she don't eat pork. I love pork chop and shit. Pork chop, rice and corn. You know, mashed potatoes and green beans.
You know, man.
You feel me? You can't even cook your collard greens with your ham hocks and goddamn smoked
turkey
eggs.
Oh, no.
Give me some turkey eggs in that bitch.
She don't
you
eat.
You gotta have a ham hock in the greens,
anything
man.
With
oh, hell nah.
Anything
oh,
with bones, she don't eat. You know, and she's really, really picky. And it's horrible sometimes. But
you know what?
I
it don't matter because at the end of the day, I guarantee you she feeds me.
Yeah, and I choose to deal with it. That's why I'm like a lot of people look at the outside of people. You don't know what nobody's been through in their life. You don't know what they're going through. You know what I'm saying? You got to have, man, you got to be strong-minded as hell to deal with an individual that done been through something in their life, that's going through something. You know what I'm saying? You can't just look at, oh, damn, she look good. She's sexy, whatever, whatever. Yeah, that's mm-hmm. eye candy for a minute. You know what I'm saying? But once y'all get behind closed doors, don't tell them what that she could be the motherfucking beast or unleash the goddamn dragon. You never
yes.
know. You know what I'm saying? You got to have a strong, stable mind to deal with people. Everybody look at them look, try these shits. You go out there and get hit and damn leg get cut off. You still going to want them? You know what I'm saying? You lose a limb, anything, you know. Somebody slice your face, anything, you still going to want them? You know what I'm saying? Everybody look at that external instead of that internal. So that's why I call that, to be honest with you.
So this
I
is
really
like a Mr. Miami slash Mr. Miami interview. I'm
digging
it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It.
I done took over your show. Wait a minute.
Nah, you was the
like,
last caller, baby. You good? You good? Well,
I
you ain't good, but you good.
Okay.
Nah, but on some real stuff, you know, I just want to appreciate everybody, you know, for you know, calling in, you know, supporting me, my wife, she's on radio, you know what I'm saying? Big ups to y'all, definitely y'all doing y'all thing, supporting the LGBT community, you know. It's my honor, my privilege to be being able to have an interview with you guys, you know, this is my first interview besides Soul Seductive radio station that I was also on. But definitely big ups to y'all, you know what I'm saying? I fucked with y'all the long way. Like I told my wife, she didn't know that y'all that I was staying up at night on the radio.
I showed them.
You know now.
Well, she know now. Well, she knew earlier since I thought
she
was on radio.
But I didn't pay no attention to it. Like, I thought maybe she called him one or two times, but now it's okay. That's why you be so tired. Okay.
Well, at least
uh-oh.
I ain't talking to no girls.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on you on the radio, baby. Nah, but definitely, like I said, supporting everybody, you know, big ups to y'all. Pride getting ready to go on, you know what I'm saying? Hope y'all have a lot of fun, have a blast at it, you know what I'm saying? Unfortunately, I couldn't be there this time, but hopefully I'll be there. Lord
when is
willing,
it?
If I'm alive. We ain't going to be
is
able to
it?
Go.
It's
when
on
is
next,
it?
Next Friday and Saturday and Sunday.
And we're going to be on vacation.
Yeah.
Yeah. Aww. So, sorry, y'all. But like I said, hopefully, you know, we ain't got to wait till Pride next year, you know what I'm saying? Hopefully we can get something in between them parts, you know what I'm saying? But definitely, y'all go check out my YouTube. My YouTube is Sexy Yo Exotic Dancer. My website, www.MrMiamiExoticEntertainer.com. My Facebook, Mr. Miami Stud Stripper. My wife's pretty ass, India. Y'all just make sure y'all go follow us, Mr. Miami 89. I'm telling y'all now, y'all follow me on Twitter. I'm not going to follow you back because I don't know how to work this shit. Just being honest. I don't know how to work it. But don't call me so. I'm just not well educated with the shit. But
look
I did want
to page. Look at our YouTube page. Y'all will see S L O W.
Babe, hush. But you know, we appreciate, you know, just the love being able to be shown, you know, all opportunities are good opportunities, you know, you never know where people go, you know, hearing people on the radio or, you know, she's on radio, y'all putting me out there like this, you know, you never know where opportunities come from, you know, and opportunity can knocking at your door. But I know that y'all do got a topic that you guys do want to discuss, and I'm not going to hold up your time. I am not going to lie. I'm sitting here with my eyes going, like, left and right, left and right. Bae, I am fucking tired. Thanks a lot. Well, we had to go to work. We was at work. But, oh, my God. Yeah, I just wanted to let y'all know I appreciate y'all, you know. I'm going to stay on the line, though, because, you know, I'm trying to see what the topic going to be. Because, I mean, I'm kind of interested, you know. I hope it ain't no stud on stud.
No, it ain't stud on stud, mate.
Oh, okay.
You're
saying. That ain't going to work. We ain't trying to go that route. But definitely shouts out to everybody that called in, you know, support Mr. Miami team, Mr. Miami all day, you know, real true supporters. I appreciate y'all, you know what I'm saying, everybody that, you know, show me love on my page, show my wife love, you know, y'all make sure y'all, if y'all not friends with She's On Radio, make sure y'all go add She's On Radio.
I'm about to add.
And you go add too, baby, right now, you go add too.
I'm going to be on the radio too, I'm going to be disguising my voice. Don't call my phone number, okay?
Hey, hush.
Casey?
Casey, don't listen to her.
What she say?
She said she's going to be disguising her voice. Don't call her phone number out.
All right. But how am I calling your phone number out so I can hear you? I got to say something.
Right.
If you see 478, you know that's me. Just be like, this all again. Right. You know.
All
right. But don't say that. Baby, you go to sleep.
All right, I'm about to go to sleep. Girl, come put me to sleep, goddammit.
8 o'clock.
All right, I'm awake. I'm
okay, I love you.
8 o'clock.
Good night, guys. I'll talk to y'all later. I gotta go.
I thought we was about to do it.
Nope.
I mean,
oh, boy.
Bye.
Love you.
Bye. That's my shorty.
Yes, sir. So definitely,
Miss
Miami, we want to. Thank you for coming on to She's On Radio. We really enjoyed you. The fans really enjoyed you. You know, and we are going to get in contact with you about next year's She Pride, because I definitely want to see you in action, as well as a lot of other people on the phone. I know they do.
That's what's up. And it was my, like I said, it was my honor to be able to be on here tonight and talk and vibe with family, friends, fans, supporters, team members, and future team members. We always looking for newcomers of Team Mr. Miami. Definitely, I'm looking for a manager that's about they shit.
Uh-oh, y'all hear that, lady?
Got to be about business. Got to be about it. But I am looking for, I'm replacing one assistant of mine, and I'm also getting a new manager under Mr. Miami Self-Made Productions. So anybody that's interested in doing business with Mr. Miami, a team Mr. Miami, that is willing to travel at times, make sure they have an internet and have phone access to a phone. Y'all make sure y'all inbox me or inbox my wife, and we'll make sure we'll be able to contact you guys individually and try to see and let you guys know the criteria of being Mr. Miami's manager or assistant.
All right. Y'all ladies better jump on it. Y'all take it too long now.
Mm-hmm.
So most of y'all looking at the Facebook picture right now. So.
And definitely my fault, Teddy. Happy birthday. I was planning on getting on here yesterday. I really was.
Mm-hmm.
I really was. Real talk. And you know what? What happened yesterday? I ain't even about to lie. What happened? You know what? me and my woman, we laid in the bed, we did some grown stuff, and we put each other to sleep. We woke up. It was time for her to go to work. When she left off work, when I walked her to the car, I came back to my house, locked my door, made sure my kids and everybody was secure. I got in the bed. I looked at the clock. I said, I'm going to fall asleep on the phone, and I ain't want to even do it. And before you know it, I had the phone in my hand. And actually, when I woke up this morning, I had She's On still on my contact. I was going to call, but I fell asleep.
See, last night I went on. My brother gave me the night off, so I went and got White Boy Wasted for my birthday.
You know what? Speaking of White Boy Wasted, like, I'm about to get it. I'm about to take a drink. I'm about to take my ass to sleep talking about a drink.
I got drunk as hell. I tried to call in, but no, it was not going down.
I'm glad you didn't call in, because you would have probably been full of yourself being White Boy Wasted.
Yeah, like, I'm so drunk right now. Yeah, that's what, it would have been like that.
Oh, damn. Definitely. Like I said, y'all keep it 100, you know what I'm saying? Make sure y'all keep doing y'all thing. You know, it's a lot of people that's going to hate, and there's going to be a lot of people that congratulate.
Right.
Shouts out to all the Exotic Stud entertainers, not by name, but by category, Fems and Studs, you know. Everybody in the LBGT community, make sure y'all stay tuned, because it's going to be a question coming up for y'all to be able to answer. I'm not going to hold up no more. Nobody else's time. I had my time, and I appreciate the time that I was able to get. So it is now in the hands of Teddy and Casey. She's on radio.
All right. Thank you so much.
Appreciate it.
All right, ladies. Tonight is a very awesome topic. I don't know if you are on Facebook or Twitter, and you might have seen it in advance, but if not, we are going to be talking about why. Why do studs have a problem with their feminine lovers talking to other studs?
Ooh,
is that a good one?
Ooh, that's an awesome topic.
And not even just the studs, we're going to reverse it too, about the fems. Why do other fems have a problem with their studs talking to other fems? So it's just a birth strike. So, all right, Kate, tell me how you feel about it.
See, me personally, I'm going through that now with a very, very close friend of mine. Her girlfriend is a stud, and she will not let me see my best friend. Because she's a feminist, and she assumes that when she comes to see me, that we doing something. I'm like, really, truly, if I wanted her, I could have her, but it's not. I don't want her. That's you. Ain't nothing going on. We being friends. She might try to, you know, want to get my point of view on something. And that goes for fems. I mean, studs can actually have fems as friends and not want to sleep with them. Or be with them. They just friends. Because you got to get your point of view from, you know, all different sides.
Mm-hmm.
So you won't be looking crazy in the face if you're trying to approach somebody or talk to somebody. That's how I feel about it. I mean, what you feel about it, bro?
I mean, formally, for a grown ass anybody, a woman, a man, I have a right to tell another grown ass woman, a man, what the hell to do. That goes for exes as well as too.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, exes are, you know, exes are there for a reason. Friends are there for a reason. And if you see the reason in your heart, and these people was there way before your lover was there, I don't give a hell. Her goddamn concerns about it don't have no business with me. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm the type of person, I'm a real ass nigga, and if I make a friend and me and you have a pack and we cool or whatever, my girlfriend, she just wants to understand that this person was here before you, and when you leave, she's going to still be here.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, you can't give your partner the authority to take control of your life and to tell you who and who you cannot speak to.
Right.
That's just real talk. And if your partner is the type of person where she's insecure with you speaking to other people, then she needs to check her own insecurity. It's just point blank period.
At the door, bro. At the door.
Because everybody that we date, everybody that we date in our lifetime does not mean that they are meant to be with us a lifetime. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
And some people are putting our life to be our best friend or to be a real good friend to us, and we just take it too far. We wasn't supposed to take it there. But sometimes we have to take it there to get your friend out of that person. You know what I'm saying? So,
mm-hmm.
You know, if somebody is telling you who the hell you need to talk to, you need to check them or you need to leave them alone because that's a sign of control. And I don't do control. I don't do control of women, boo-boo. It is not for me. You never have
not cute.
Life. No.
Not cute, boo-boo.
It's not cute. No.
Mm-hmm.
And that is just how I feel about that topic. So, what we're going to do is, I want to know, ladies, how do you feel about that topic? So, very good.
919L6,
tell us exactly how do you feel about that?
Okay, how I feel about this. See, I was gonna be a little ratchet and go in on a little name thing, but I'm not even gonna do it. I'm at my age. So on this topic, I'm going through that right now. My very best friend, she was my first love and everything. Yeah, we did our duel and whatnot. We broke up and we decided to be friends. And when we broke up and whatnot, decided to be friends, we became closer than ever. That's just my nigga. I'd do anything for her. But lately, she's been letting her females come before me. First of all, I was there way before these bitches came into your life. I'm going to be here after these bitches leave your life. So I feel like that this whole putting other people before me when I got your back and whatnot, I've been there for you through thick and thin, I feel that it's stupid. And sometimes I kind of question our friendship because it's not just one female. It's been numerous occasions when, like, I don't know whether or not y'all saw it or not, but me and her had this huge argument. Me, her, and her girlfriend had this huge argument on Twitter. First of all, that's dumb. Why are we on Twitter going back and forth? No, that's too much. So I kind of question our relationship type stuff because it's always happening. It's always, every time, yeah, I'm not going to lie, I do some stuff and she do some stuff, but most of the time we always falling out over some damn female. And then after we fall out and whatnot, I always be like, so I just want to let you know that this relationship not going to last. And when it don't last, don't come back to me trying to be my friend again, wanna, ooh, champagne, I love you, blah, 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 you that bitch, you the only person that's always been down for me, blah, 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 I know you got my back, blah, 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 but yeah, you was just hooping and hollering, talking about some bitch, I can't stand you, blah, 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 calling me all types of names and shit. Like, see, that's another problem I got, because I always befriend people who one minute they cool, we all close and whatnot, and then the next minute they all jumping down my throat, calling me all types of names. That's another problem. Yeah, I just realized that, Casey. I just realized that. I need to be, yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you for this topic. You just made me open my eyes.
Told you.
Mm-hmm. Honey. Thank you. You really did. Because, like, I really don't understand. I don't understand why people do that. I'm a very social person. I have stud friends. I have femme friends. I have STEM friends. I have straight people as friends, dudes, females, everybody can tell you. If I'm walking down the street and you look good to me or you giving off that vibe, like that good vibe, I'm going to walk up to you and I'm going to say, hey, that's just me. You can be just looking a mess. I'm going to say hey to you, and I'm going to get your name, and I'm going to ask your age, and I'm going to have a full conversation with you because that's just how I am. We meet people for a reason, and all this being antisocial and no, I can't talk to you because my girl not going to like it because you a stud or because you a femme, blah, blah. No, cut that shit out. Cut that out. It's just stupid.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. And this is a
we in a generation, right, like, I can't even describe it right now, because you never know when opportunity knocks. You never know. Like, me, I can sing my ass off. I can cook my ass off. When I get in that mood, I like to write poems, write my own stories and all that good stuff. I got talent. I'm young and whatnot, but I got talent. And I never know. I can be walking down the street just all happy or not, or vice versa. I can be all mad and sad or not, and somebody come up to me and want to talk to me. This has been numerous cases. I just had it today. I'm walking down the street and whatnot. You can see all in my face that I'm upset. Somebody walked up to me and was like, "Sweetheart, smile. It's a beautiful day. You're a beautiful female. So whatever it is, you need to knock it out." And I was like, "Oh, my God." My face, like, oh, you never know. You never know with people nowadays. You never know. All this, not talking to people because your girlfriend not going to like it, cut it out. Unnecessary. And if your female or whatnot, if you're in a relationship and your female is insecure to the point where they like, "Oh, well, you can't talk to certain people because they're a femme or they're a slut," you need to cut her out too. And, no, let me take that back. Because if you're in a relationship and whatnot, you're supposed to, it's your duty to make that person feel secure. Like, you're supposed to be able to let that person know that you're there for them and you ain't going nowhere type stuff. So, I'm not going to say it's all on the, it falls all on the other person who's like, "Well, you can't talk to this person, blah, 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 blah." Sometimes it's your fault, too, because you're not making, obviously, you're not doing something to make them feel secure. And sometimes it could just be that person. So, yeah, that's what I got to say about it. I can go on for days, but that's what I got to say about it. All right,
well, we definitely value your opinion, and we thank you for tuning into She's On Radio.
Already know.
If I don't hit you back up tonight, I will talk to you tomorrow.
Okay.
All right. All right. Area code 254-624. We do not have much time left. Please make it brief. Tell us exactly how you feel about parents or friends not allowing their spouse to date. I mean, to talk to other studs or friends as friends. Talk to us.
I've really never been in that situation before, so I don't know. I really don't have a feeling towards it. I mean, it shouldn't matter who your significant other talks to. I mean, as long as, you know, it's friendly and stuff, I mean, it shouldn't matter.
All right, sweetheart. Thank you so much for tuning in to She's On Radio. And if I do not hit you back up tonight, I will definitely see you tomorrow, okay?
All right,
area code 804-236. How do you feel about, no, I forget. How do you feel about femme slash studs not allowing their girlfriend to talk to femme slash studs? Talk to them, make it brief.
I just think that women need to realize that, I mean, at the end of the day, we all are still females. I mean, we grew up with other females, whether they be third fem, so I don't understand why a person is so insecure and they can't talk to who they want to talk to. I mean,
right.
You ain't going to have a whole bunch of men friends anyway because you are a woman, so you're going to have a lot of women friends, right?
Right.
So, that's the way I feel about it.
All right. Well, thank you so much for doing this. She's On Radio.
Oh, El, one more thing. And if you that insecure, then just, I mean, stop trying to wipe the hose in.
I hear that. That's true.
If you stop wiping the hose, then you ain't got to worry about them doing it to that friend.
That's true.
That'll be all.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. You too. All right, area code 732-428. How do you feel about femme slash stud not allowing their mate to talk to femme slash stud as friends? Please make it brief. Hello, 732-complete. All right, area code 734-686. Can you tell us exactly how you feel about Femme/Thugs not allowing their female lovers to have or talk to Femme/Thugs friends? Please make it brief.
I don't know. My best friend's going through that, and her girlfriend's controlling to the point where she talked to one of her middle school exes, and her girlfriend hit her in front of her. And they've been going through that for, like, 9 years now. But she says she's too in love with her to leave her. So how could I go about dealing with that without actually making her feel like I'm coming between her and her girlfriend?
Okay, do you have an advice before I talk to him?
No, okay. You can go there, bro.
Oh, no, I was just asking Teddy if she had any advice for you, but, you know, on my end, you know, the best way to tell your friend is just, you know, I mean, you can never really tell somebody to leave somebody that they love. You can never tell them that. What you can do is be like, look, you can kind of maybe open her eyes a little bit. Like, you know, she don't have to leave her, but maybe she can start standing up for herself and checking her. You know what I'm saying? Because nobody should never, like, I couldn't be happy in a relationship like that when my girl wouldn't let me talk to my friend. You know what I'm saying? Like, I would have to, like, then left her before it even got to the I love you stage. You know what I'm saying? But 9 years, that's a deep relationship. And maybe her and her girl need to sit down and talk about it. You know what I'm saying? She need to let her girl know that she's not going anywhere, that she don't have to worry about anything. But she do have friends. She do have a life outside her relationship.
But she can never, okay, hopefully she's not listening. She can't leave the house. She doesn't have a key to her house. She's a prisoner in her own house. The only time she can leave is if her girlfriend lets her out. Her mom can't talk on the phone after 10 o'clock.
Oh, no. You should have told me that from the beginning.
She can't do nothing. And it's to the point where her girlfriend has put her in the hospital 3 times already because she's beat her to the point where she blacks out and it takes a couple of days for her to wake up.
Oh, my God.
But she feels like it's her fault. She feels like if she would obey her and do as she says, it wouldn't get to that point. Now, me being me, I would be wrong if I went over there and tried to get her out of the house, but she would fight me for trying to take her away from her girlfriend.
Oh, man. Maybe you need to just let her fight you. She's going to do that. She's going because she doesn't want to be there. You know, a lot of people are scared of surviving on their own, or they're scared because they feel like the girlfriend is going to come chase her. But as a friend, you know, you just got to take your chances and get her out there and get her far away. And maybe when you get her down and you take her away, you can just shake her and say, look, you're better than me. You know what I'm saying? Because you can even bring her to me. I'll talk to her and tell her what it is. You know what I'm saying? Because I tell her, women are beautiful. She's a beautiful woman. She's God's creation. And she deserves to be treated like a creation of God. Right. What she's going through is not godly. That is all sin right there. And the person that she's with is making her miserable. She doesn't see it because she, you know what I'm saying, she's probably mentally fucked up in the brain. You know what I'm saying? Because she don't know what to do. And nobody wants to literally sit there and be beat. You know what I'm saying? Nobody wants that. I don't think nobody wants that. So she wants to get out. She's scared. She's scared that if she leaves, she's going. Maybe the girl will kill her. Maybe the girl told her that she's going to kill her. You know what I'm saying? That happens a lot in abusive relationships. The woman will be like, look, I'm going to kill you if you leave. And maybe she's scared.
I've got her out twice. And the second time I got her out, she waited till I fell asleep and called her girlfriend and told her to come get her.
Her girlfriend take her away to another state or something. Or, you know, or maybe you need to call the police. Maybe I'm just being real. Maybe you need to be the one to call the police. Give them the address. Look, this girl's getting beat. You know what I'm saying? Somebody need to put a stop to it.
Her mom's called the police. And when the police got to her, she said she fell down the stairs. She's going to cover up for her. And my issue is, I feel like it's going to get to the point where it's going to be too late, sooner or later.
Well, somebody got to do something. Y'all need to go get a group together or something. Y'all need to go together, like, beat that girl ass or something. So it need to stop. And it need to stop today. Today needs to be the day that this needs not to go on no more. But nobody deserves to be treated like that.
Let me see. Do you watch Between Women?
Yeah, you talking about the Allison and Brooke situation, right?
She's worse than Brooke.
Oh my God, no! Y'all need to get her out. Please get her out there. Please. Even if you got to go in there with some forces, man, y'all need to get her out there. Y'all need to take her somewhere where the girl can't get to her. Y'all need to get her out of that state for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you got a friend or a family, or her mama got friends or family somewhere else, y'all need to take that girl there. Y'all need to just take all her phones, and y'all do not need to put her there. No phone. That's her crutch. The phone is her crutch. You need to take the phone away from her. She don't need a phone at all. You need to keep the phone, keep the internet away from her, keep everything away from her. Sometimes we don't want our friends to fight us or whatever, but sometimes, hey, if it take an ass whooping for her to get the hell out of there, hey, let her whoop my ass. You know what I'm saying? Life's too short for that, man. I'm telling you right now, there's a lot of women that do not make it from abusive relationships. They don't make it. And they think every day gonna get better, but it never get better. It gets worse. And one day you're not gonna talk to her. One day you gonna be planning to go to her. I hate to say it, but she's gonna be planning to go to a funeral because if her girlfriend had beat her so she knocked her life out, what's next? What's next? You know? That definitely help you, get, you know, even if you can't get it out, get somebody to help you, you know what I'm saying? Even if it's a man, get some strength. Bring a man up in there or something.
Mm-hmm.
I bet you knocked that sword out a couple of times. I bet you her ass won't fuck with that girl no more. All she needs is an ass whoop.
Call me, I'll do it. Call me, I will do it.
Pick her motherfucking ass up.
I will kick her ass.
You don't hit on no woman, man. I don't care.
You don't,
man.
No, I can't.
Yeah, I don't play that shit. You
that's
don't
a
no-no.
No. That's a no-no in my book. And if I see it, oh, it's going down. I'm going to beat them like they mama should have beat them. If I see somebody ever disrespecting a woman like that.
She don't deserve that, man. She too beautiful. She's a beautiful woman. All women beautiful, baby. No sass, no face, no looks, or nothing. Everybody has breasts and a poo-poo and a booty. It's beautiful. You hear me? Don't it just sound beautiful, breasts and poo-poo? That sounds beautiful. You know what I'm saying? She is beautiful. And trust and believe me, baby. She stayed 9 years up in that thing, baby. I bet you it's 900,000 million people. They want to treat her like the queen she want to be treated. She want to need to be treated. Like, I'm over here just cutting up, man. My voice noise. Somebody going to treat her like the queen. And she know it. I bet you somebody probably already trying to get her out there this week.
But she'll never look at him because her girlfriend is just that type of person.
That's because she's comfortable. 9 years? Oh, yeah. She's very comfortable. And that's not just her. I mean, it's a lot, you know, you're out there in an abusive relationship. I mean, 9 years is a long time to be with somebody. You just don't want to start over. You know what I'm saying? And maybe that's another reason she don't want to go. You know, because maybe the girl didn't start out beating her. So, you know what I'm saying? From the beginning. So she always look at her like, I bet she always said, well, she's a good person. Don't she say that? She's a good person. That's it. She ain't good if she putting her hands on you. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, like I said before, you know, I hope you get all the help for her that you can and, you know, get her out of that house. Please get her out of that house, you know, and do everything you can do in your power to help this woman because she needs help. And I want you to come back and tell me exactly what happened, you know, after you try to get her out there, okay?
All right.
All right, thank you so much for tuning in to She's on Radio, sweetheart.
You too.
All right, ladies, this time has come. The time has come for us to say goodbye. I want to thank Terry P for coming on here and talking and always supporting me. And I love you so much, and I can't wait to see you, Teddy, next weekend for C-Pride. Woo-hoo!
I can't wait to see you. Need the bro-ham. You know what's going down, and ladies, I have a new Twitter account because my other one, they put me in jail, but they can't keep a nigga like me in jail for too long. So my new Twitter name is @teddybear_BA83. Follow me, and I will follow back. But don't get mad if I didn't get your tweets from yesterday for my birthday. I appreciate all the birthday love and support. And y'all come out to She Pride and support my bro. She doing big things, man.
And the first night of She Pride, ladies, if you want to see the host of She's on Radio, me and Teddy Bear, they got me calling you Teddy Bear.
Oh, no, bro. No, you cannot call me Teddy Bear.
You like it. Shut up.
I told you about that now.
Me and Teddy will be hosting the first night of She Pride. So, if y'all want to see us, hey. Come out to She Pride 2012 next weekend, Richmond, Virginia, www.shepride.tk. You get to see Fred P. King Kells. There's a lot of people. I hate it, man. We just too damn many. And I love y'all guys so much. If you all come to She Pride, all I'm going to tell you is this. We just got a toy lady that's going to be coming down there. She's bringing lots and lots of motion lotions, oils, crampons. I'm telling you, she's taking debit card purchases and cash. So y'all later come down here ASAP so y'all can get these toys. You hear me? It's going to get free every now.
Mm-hmm.
All right? If you are not a part of She's On Community, please go to www.shezone.org. Shezone.org. It's 100,000 million of single lesbians, whatever, all your celebrities, everything is on there. You get to talk to them, meet new friends, all that, but no restrictions. There's no limits on Shezone, baby. I love y'all so much.
I love y'all. Merry Christmas.
Here's Jimmy Montana to close us out for the night. Y'all have a good night.
For them bitches, my pal gang vicious. I lick your stomach, touch your back, and give you next kisses. Call me the money man. I grant all your wishes. Look, as I don't catch you out here chilling with no other bitches. Cool young nigga, high hung nigga. Fresh to death shit, I might just die, young nigga. Ride around in my gang tight, we met and fuck on the same night. We the guards and alcohol, had them all rocking the same mic. She bad as fuck, she know it. Ass fat, I'm trying to hold it. These niggas might run the streets.
But baby girl, I own them. Got a condo that's way changed. Let's vacate it up. And when we get there, we can kick a hug. We ain't even gotta fuck here.
I'm on my grind, getting money, trying to stack my riches. I say fuck a nigga, I say fuck a bitch. I need paper, money, hungry, starving like a bitch. You wanna fuck with me, gotta pay like you wait. Black car, shopping spree, send that shit my way. I got that bomb pussy, I got that wet shit. I got that shit to make you wanna leave your weather chick. Call me water fountain, I'm something like the ocean. I'll ride you like a horse. Motion, shot after shot, I take it to the head.
Alright, ladies, thank y'all so much for tuning in. Y'all have a nice night. Stay tuned for tomorrow. We will be talking to Temper, the lesbian hip hop artist. Thursday, I don't know if y'all remember Bad Girl Club Season 3, but the highest bisexual on Bad Girl Season 3 will be here on Thursday. Flo, yeah, she will be here. So, y'all, ladies, keep tuned. This week is a hot week. I love y'all so much. Y'all have a good night. This KC1.